Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed towards the end of April and a few important deadlines I want to remind people about. First of all, if you haven't heard, we have a few regional openings in ISU Extension that will be serving the Cass County area. If you know of anyone who is interested in serving as a regional director for a four-county area in southwest Iowa or as a youth specialist for the four-county area in southwest Iowa, I encourage you to give our office a call. We'd be happy to share more information on those positions. Both of them have also been posted on our Cass County Extension Facebook page, so I encourage you to check that out, and you can find the job descriptions and more on there. Both of those positions that I mentioned, those applications are due this week, so be sure and check those out if you're interested. Also want to remind our 4-H and FFA youth that are interested in showing livestock at fair that YQCA training can be completed at any time online, but if you would like to do the face-to-face training, that is coming up tomorrow, Thursday the 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. All you have to do to get registered for that is give our office a call, 243-1132. There is no cost to attend the training, but we do like to have pre-registrations to make sure we have enough materials. So please give our office a call if you're planning to attend or need to attend the face-to-face YQCA training. Also a reminder that our sheep and meat goat weigh-in for County Fair are this Saturday, May 1st. And if you are a local community group that is interested in applying for funding for local gardening projects, whether that's community beautification or growing for food or some sort of garden education, you can apply for our Cass County Master Gardener Memorial Grants. Application deadline for those $300 mini grants to support local gardening projects are due this Friday, the 30th. And again, all that information can be found on our Extension website on those grants. As we get into the growing season, several popular plants in the garden this time of year. Lots of asparagus starting to emerge. If you'd like more information about growing or harvesting asparagus, you can find that on the ISU Extension website. Also a great time to start getting some of those lettuce and spinach seeds in the ground. Great cool season crops that will grow well as the soil starts to warm up and still tolerate some cooler nighttime temperatures. And then we're going to chat a little bit today about rhubarb. Rhubarb's long been a popular crop to grow in the home garden, and this week our yard and garden experts at ISU Extension are sharing some advice and some answers to some frequently asked questions that we get about rhubarb. If you are looking to plant rhubarb, you might want to check out some popular cultivars such as Canada Red, Crimson Red, McDonald's, and Valentine. I'll have beautiful red stalks and look nice in a home garden. If you like a green-stalked rhubarb, Victoria is a common cultivar that does well in Iowa gardens. And you can find rhubarb plants either at local garden centers or by ordering through the mail. We've had some cooler night temperatures here lately, and we often get questions about whether or not rhubarb is safe to eat after we've had sub-freezing temperatures. And the answer is rhubarb is pretty hardy in general. Temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s will usually cause little to no damage. If you do have a hard freeze and temperatures drop into the mid-20s, you will see a little bit of damage. However, it's easy to find on the plant. Any rhubarb damaged by freezing temperatures will have black, shriveled leaves and soft, limp leaf stalks. If the plants show no signs of this damage 2 to 3 days after the freeze event, it's safe to go ahead and harvest and eat that rhubarb. If you do find damaged rhubarb stalks, you should pull those and discard them, but any new stalks that emerge after the freeze should be fine to eat. If you notice a large bloom coming up from the center of your rhubarb plant, you might want to pull that and discard it. Plant vigor and next year's production will be reduced if plants are allowed to flower and set seed. This is primarily because the plant puts a lot of energy into flowering and therefore doesn't have as much energy to produce the rhubarb stalks next year. Flower formation may be caused by many things, including stressful growing conditions such as a drought, extreme heat, or infertile soils. Age may also be a factor, as older plants tend to flower more often than younger ones. You can discourage flower formation by following good cultural practices. Sprinkle a half cup of an all-purpose garden fertilizer around the plant in early spring. Stop harvesting rhubarb in mid-June and water plants once a week during prolonged dry periods. If you want to dig and divide your large old rhubarb plants, you can do that in early spring or late summer, just not in midsummer during the heat. We mentioned stopping harvesting that rhubarb, and the recommendation is to stop harvesting in mid-June in Iowa. Continued harvest through the summer months will weaken the rhubarb plant and reduce the yield of next year's crop. If you have a rhubarb plant that you would like to divide or transplant to a new location, early spring is an excellent time to do that. As soon as the ground is workable, carefully dig up the plants before growth begins. Dig deeply to ensure getting a large portion of each plant's root system. If you have a very large rhubarb plant, you can divide it into multiple sections. Divide large clumps with a sharp spade or a butcher knife. Each section should have at least two or three buds, as well as a good-sized portion of the root system to ensure it takes well. You want to replant it as quickly as possible and do not let the roots dry out prior to replanting. If rhubarb can't be planted in its new location immediately, place the clumps in a plastic bag and store in a cool, dark location. This temporary storage will work for a few days until the plants can get back in the ground. In general, rhubarb is fairly easy to grow, performing best in full sun, so you do want to avoid shady sites near large trees, shrubs, or fences. Rhubarb does also require fertile, well-drained soils that are fairly high in organic matter, so if you have sandy or clay soils, you may want to improve them by incorporating compost or other forms of organic matter into the soil before planting. If you are transplanting rhubarb, place each section upright in the planting hole with the buds 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface and space the plants about 3 feet apart to allow for spread. Water thoroughly after planting and continue to water throughout the first growing season as they get acclimated to their new location. And again, during dry weather, a deep soaking every 7 to 10 days should be adequate no matter how long the plant has been there. If you don't get your rhubarb plants transplanted this spring, you can also transplant in early fall, between mid-September and early October. Make sure you mulch that fall-planted rhubarb with several inches of straw in mid-November to make sure the plants overwinter well. If you do transplant or plant new rhubarb, it's best to wait a couple growing seasons before harvesting any stalks. This 2-year establishment period will allow the plants to become strong and productive. If you do harvest in the 3rd year, make it a shortened harvest, only lasting about 4 weeks, and then once the plants are 4 years old, you can harvest for 8 to 10 weeks without damaging the plant. For more information, you can check out the publication entitled Rhubarb in the Home Garden in the ISU Extension online store. Of course, for information on any of these topics and upcoming events, give our office a call, 712-243-1132. Find our website online or follow us on Facebook or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.